Hi, James. Thanks for joining me today. I know you met with Hiscox recently, but for the benefit of those who don't know you, can you introduce yourself and explain your role?
Yeah, thanks, Sam. So I'm James Arnold. I've spent about 20 years on the public side of equity markets in a variety of roles. I've been a portfolio manager for UK equity funds. I've been a buy-side analyst for single companies. I've run equity sales desks. Most recently, I spent just over 3 years now on the private side, so within the global banking business in UBS. And my team, which I built in that period, focuses on what we call differentiated content for UBS's most important corporate clients.
Fab, thank you. So in that data-driven research role, what are your thoughts and perceptions around the insurance industry?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely fascinating at the moment, actually. So a couple of things really jump to mind. First, companies with high levels of P&L cyclicality are always a really interesting issue, both in terms of how you think about valuation, and then I think in particular how you think about attracting investors and what are peaks and troughs of some pretty crazy cycles. I think we have really good examples actually across the broader equity market sectors like house builders and even iron ore within mining show huge degrees of cyclicality for businesses which have extremely attractive structural positions. And that bridge between cyclical and structural, I think, is really interesting. I think second, and a sort of personal subject of interest to me, is this idea of the centrality of insurance to the sustainable transition that the planet needs to go through, both in terms of its enabling investment by ensuring the tools that are going to be needed to enable that transition, but then also, of course, ensuring the inevitable losses. And again, what really fascinates me is whether things that we're seeing now, such as the volatility of weather, it's going to require a growing scale of expertise in the industry and perhaps shift those barriers of entry from being capital to something else. And I think as markets start to think about those issues, insurance is just a fascinating place at the moment.
That's great. So you really think that this high-level analysis with your analytics can turn into something that'll give powerful insights to Hiscox?
Yeah. I think we can be helpful, Sam. Well, I certainly hope we can be helpful. So there's two things we do that are really relevant here. The first is we track $5.5 trillion of capital. And every single quarter, we look at that at a stock-by-stock basis in each of the many thousands of funds that make up that $5.5 trillion of assets under management. And what the team has set up is a really intelligent way of being able to query that for incremental targets. So alongside the traditional targeting exercises that broking teams do, we take a fund-first approach to this idea of targeting and are able to intelligently draw out perhaps different targets for investors that could be relevant to Hiscox. The second thing we do is we spend a lot of time looking at market communications, but we do that via the prism of data, rather than sort of my subjective judgment about how companies communicate. And again, one of the things we could definitely explore with Hiscox is this idea of how to communicate deeply cyclical businesses, particularly those that are making actually structural progress cycle to cycle.
James, it's brilliant. I know from things we've done together with our shared clients how much this work is valued, particularly the insights you bring. So thank you very much. Look forward to seeing how we can deploy this with our friends at Hiscox.
Yeah, thank you, Sam.